This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning, everybody. Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in live. Tee to Green on the air here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Beautiful morning here on Saturday, August 10th. I'm Brian Colsey, along with Kevin Sylvester and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. We are broadcasting live from Glen Oak Golf Course here in Amherst in the patio area on a beautiful...
Hey, morning. I'm enthralled watching the Olympics.
It is. We have the Olympic golf, the women on right now, right in front of us here on the patio. We're looking forward to watching that. Last week we were watching the men.
Yeah, we need to talk about that. But
yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, we'll get to Olympic golf. Scottie Scheffler coming back big time on the final round to win earlier last week. So we'll get to that coming up. Jeff Mitis, good morning.
Good morning. And if you're in the North Towns, you did not get the rain that the South Towns got yesterday. We're sitting here at Glen Oak. It's not so bad. It's open, running. Courses are open. If other courses in the South Towns, not so much today.
There's places south of Buffalo and east of Buffalo that the flash flooding was horrific. So
yeah, the creek's just going to start rising today too.
Like people losing everything.
It's if you're playing this morning at a course that's south or east of Buffalo,
you're not playing.
You may not be playing. So just double check or check what the course conditions are here. But luckily here at Glen Oak, it's beautiful and play is out. We've been watching some of the players play this morning. We're going to bring in a couple of guests. Tim Freeze, owner, PGA Pro, Anthony Shiro, PGA Pro as well here. Tim, we'll start with you. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Gentlemen, yeah, we're off the car pass. We're just lucky, right? The line, I think at the dojo you said, on transit, they were getting hammered. Inches of rain, and we didn't really get anything.
Yeah, you got 2 tenths or something, you said?
That's not even that.
Well,
yeah, so just got lucky.
Yeah, the line of where these storms are all summer. It's been weird. Some areas get pounded some days, some not. And obviously golf courses are challenged all summer. I would say in general, though, Tim, this area, this northern Amherst area has gotten a lot of rain than normal, wouldn't you say, over the summer?
A lot of rain, and I think Niagara Falls has had a horrible season, right? They've been closed a few times. A couple of my friends down in the south, I mean, obviously after this hurricane went through the Carolinas, the Myrtle Beaches, you saw what happened on TV here with the Wyndham. You just can't play if you don't have drainage. And here we're built on pretty much a low area, swamp area, right? And that's where golf courses were built in the age. So you're wetter.
Yeah, a little bit. But
what's going on with our weather? We've had tornadoes and now, I mean, tropical storms coming through Buffalo. Like, what?
We probably caused it. Yeah. That's what's going on with it. Yes. Not probably. Yeah.
And Kevin, just to update everybody on the PGA Tour event this week, the Wyndham Championship. It's the last week of the regular season, but the weather has really affected there.
Yeah. Round two. Well, they're going to complete round. They just restarted, actually, round one. Two today. And if they're able to do so, they're going to try to play 36 holes tomorrow to complete the event on Sunday as scheduled, which would be remarkable. If you saw any of the golf course on Thursday when the tropical storm went through, over 5 inches of rain dumped on the golf course.
It's unimaginable in Western New York, 5 inches of rain. That's, yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, I guess the equivalent will be when we get feet of snow.
Yes, true.
The 5 inches of rain. And the fact that they were able to play yesterday was incredible. To get it ready, because if you saw them, some of the greens look like islands. That's just how much water was there, and it didn't seem to be a ton of mud balls.
But it'll be lift clean in place all
week.
Yeah, right?
I think it probably will be the entire weekend. Would be my guess.
But lift clean and cheap. Right?
They want to get it done because the playoffs start next week in Memphis St. Jude. So they don't want to drag it. I mean, by charter they can go into Tuesday. They never do. Like the Pebble Beach, they were looking at that, but the forecast wasn't good. But the forecast is good for Monday. They can leak over into Monday. If there's a playoff, it'll go to Monday. If some reason they get it, you know, there's a clear-cut winner like last year, Lucas Glover, they can get it done on Sunday evening.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
Let's hope for it. Yeah, so the players can get ready for the big events. Yes.
I agree.
A lot of play. It's a big week for the players, though. A lot of players trying to get in that top 70, right?
Yep. And
well,
that is
some are playing. Like a guy like Jordan Spieth, for example, real quick. He's 62 coming in with the FedEx Cup points. He wants he's playing. Like, why is he playing this week? Because he wants to get as much points to get into the top 50. Because you're in the top 50, then you're in the signature events next year.
Good point. Yep.
No cut. Well, a couple of them have cuts, but there's a lot of money.
A lot of guaranteed checks.
Yes.
Guaranteed checks are nice.
Money.
Speaking of that, Kevin Price from PGAtour.com.
Speaking of money, Kevin Price? Yeah,
yes.
That kid is money.
He is going to be joining us at 7:30. He's at the Wyndham this week, and he's covering the bubble players. That's kind of what his assignment is. You can check out his work at PGAtour.com. So we'll talk to Kevin. Kevin is a Western New York native and has been covering Corn Ferry Tour, PGA Tour for years. So
players love him.
Yeah.
They love that kid.
Yeah.
He's a Buffalonian, that's why.
Yeah. Oh, because he's been out there covering the Corn Ferry Tour for years and years and years, he's just developed this relationship with players and just as person. He's a great kid. Not a kid anymore, but he's a kid to us, right? Yeah. And they just love Pricey.
Yeah. So we're going to talk to Kevin in our second segment. At 7:30, he's at the Wyndham, and we'll talk about those bubble players and just the playoff format. It's changed, obviously, a few times over the last decade or so, so we'll update you on that and as the regular season shifts to the FedEx Cup playoffs next week. All right, also here from Tim Freeze, we just spoke with, now Anthony Shiro, PGA head pro here at Glen Oak. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Always nice to have you here.
Yep, I saw Anthony 2 days ago here for another great event. Glen Oak does such a good job of, what is our mission here with Tee to Green? Growing the game of golf and getting more people access to golf and having the opportunity for people to enjoy it. And Glen Oak is right at the top of the list in Western New York at doing that. And another example of that, on Thursday I was here and Anthony and I had a nice discussion. The PGA Junior League All-Star event was here. 17U, 13U. Congrats to all that participated. But Anthony, I know you were a big part of getting that event going. The
How'd
PGA
you play?
Staff.
How'd you play, Anthony?
I coached really well. I drove the cart around the course, watched 17U.
Hey, your really teams well. Did well, so congrats to you because yeah, you did thanks. Coach some of the winning squads.
Yes. We were able to advance to regionals at Drumlins in September, so that'll be cool. We advanced from regionals. We go to nationals in November, so that'll be cool, and that's now on ESPN.
Yeah. Awesome.
PGA Junior League.
Hey, well, you know, by the way, thanks to you and everyone involved, Western New York PGA and the clubs who said, hey, let's do the 17U, 14 to 17U Junior League, because, you know, my son falls in that category. He likes golf. He doesn't love it, like where he's playing every day like Brian's kid, but that's fair, right?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway,
my kid would play every day.
Yeah.
Could.
Yep.
Your kid's also
gotta be careful when you're talking about someone else's kid.
Yeah.
But anyways, he likes golf and he loves doing the junior league. So it was great to have an outlet for that age category that is, you know, can play their own ball, but only wants to play nine holes and do that. So it was really well done.
Yeah. 17U. I mean, it's made a huge difference. And 13U already existed, so a lot of the 17U players are coming from the 13U team. Yeah. So it's like a JV varsity kind of thing. So it's been super successful. I'm glad there's other teams that are kind of jumping on the bandwagon there because it's proven to be a great program.
Yeah, create more opportunities for more people to play and keep them continuing to play instead of cutting them off and saying, hey, now you're done. Yeah,
right.
Now you're a certain age, you can't play anymore. Hey, now we'll have the same game, have the same fun out there.
And they graduate from that to men's league.
Yep, that's right. And I'll say what Kevin said. Like, he described his son and why he likes it. My son likes it. My son would play every day. He just turned 14, so he aged out of the 13U, and he's enjoyed that experience. He's gone to Drumlins before. That's been fun.
He also just won his junior club championship, right?
He did.
Yes,
on
congratulations.
On Tuesday, or I'm sorry, at Wednesday at Pendleton Creek. He was the junior club champion, so that's cool.
You forgot the day you took out a billboard. Congratulations.
But he plays on the Western PGA Junior Tour, and he's playing his own ball in a lot of events now as he gets more competitive with it. But he still loves playing Junior League because he says, Dad, he goes, that's when it's the most fun. He goes, the pressure's off. He goes, I'm with a teammate. He still loves the uniform and the name on the back of the jersey and all that sort of stuff. So that, he said to me, he goes, that's his most fun golf, he said, because he goes, it's not a grind like it is sometimes when he's playing his own ball and everything
like
that.
Well, isn't that why we all play to hang out with buddies too, and have a good time on the golf course? And that's how he can continue that. Not every round has to be a competitive round. Some of these can be fun rounds. Yeah.
Yeah. And you see more and more, I think, team. You saw that in the Olympics where they're talking about more of a team thing. Mm-hmm. So if we start them young with a team, we love going on golf trips as buddies, right? I saw some same color shirts out here early this morning with some guys teeing off.
Yeah.
So now we're getting into the Ryder Cup and President's Cup season.
Which
so you'll see
events.
More of that team. And it's so fun to do that. We're playing a thing at the, I think it's in October, we call it the Donald Ross Cup. So it's the seniors versus the juniors. Again, you wear jerseys, you have team. And look at the kids. If they play on teams all the time in junior league, they have their name on their jersey, right? They have a number. That's pretty good stuff. I'd like to see them actually even more of a team, the oldest form of play, which would be like a foursomes play, alternate shot. So instead of a scramble, you'll see more of that alternate shot things. It works for couples. We call them scotches and things
some
like that.
Some of the people hit some of the time, foursomes.
It's a lot less pressure again. So you get teamed up with somebody else. So you'll see more team competition rather than individual, which I think the Olympics are starting to look at. They've already started to investigate that.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, Tim. Last week, I know we were brainstorming ideas about team golf at the Olympics. John Rahm was very vocal about it. Some of the other players were very vocal about it, saying Rahm was vocal about other stuff too, but saying that they want a team element, that it's okay even to do an individual piece, but they want a team element too here. I know you're heavily involved with the PGA of America. I know that not directly you don't run the Olympic event, but I know you guys discuss team ideas quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Our Kerry Haig, Jeff knows, he is over there. He set up the Olympic course. He marked the course.
Yeah.
He was instrumental in setting that up. So as we move forward into something, well, imagine if John Rahm is teamed up with Lydia Ko, let's say. So you'd have this alternate shot team event, but they can't do concurrent. That's why you see in gymnastics, they're going to have their team event, and then they do the pommel horse and the vault separate. So they're trying to work out those logistics. The tour players, again, sometimes it's about money. Are you going to take 2 weeks off now to go to the Olympics?
I got to believe the way you can run them concurrently, though. There's ways.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, so here's, you know, I was all for, hey, let's do something different with the Olympics, because why make it the same as the professional event where they're playing four rounds? And then you saw what Scheffler did last week. You're like, wow, this is kind of awesome, right?
That was great TV.
It was incredible to see the comeback, the emotion of it, even the emotion of a Hideki Matsuyama bronze, who talked about afterwards, he's like, listen, I tried to win the bronze in Japan and didn't get it, worked so hard, so this means so much to me. This is Japan's greatest golfer ever,
yep.
Right? Masters champion, talking about winning a bronze medal at the Olympics, finishing third. Well, yeah, no, on just how proud he was to do so. And Fleetwood, right, who hasn't won on the PGA Tour, he's won internationally so much to win the silver and to see what it meant to him and his family.
And the South Korean kid would have not had to do his military service.
Kim, the emotion of that. But here... So why can't it be a 36-hole event? You know, like you have 36-hole events here. Why can't you do 36 holes of stroke play and then maybe match play based upon that? Because you could have – listen, we have a gold medal in so many different lengths of track and field, running, same with swimming. Why couldn't you do it with golf where, okay, we have a 36-hole medalist, we have a match play medal, and we have – I mean, why not do drive, chip, and putt?
Why not just use the college format? 5-count 4 or 4-count 3.
Sure.
Yeah. And have an individual champion and a team champion.
Well, the problem with that is that some countries don't qualify to send as many golfers.
Get
right?
more players. Yeah.
Well, but that would get more people in. I mean, I know then there's more logistics involved.
They do it on
with that.
World ranking points and such. Yeah. Like, there's got to be some different.
Yeah, and even here. Think about that at the world ranking. We don't use that in the PGA Championship. We don't use the world ranking points. We just try to fill the field.
The LIV guys love that, by the way.
Yeah. Well, yes. Then begin to think about the Ryder Cup and what Keegan just said. He's going to pick the best American players. So think about if you don't use world ranking for the Olympics and each country gets to pick their best players somehow, I think that would be even better. Maybe we can come up with golf is now worldwide. It's expanding.
But I do like the ranking system. I mean, there's got to be some merit to it,
absolutely.
Right?
But you could have a qualifying event for the people that aren't.
Sure.
So for the countries that don't merit and that they could play a pre-tournament qualifier.
That's
and
what they
then
do for gymnastics and swimming, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
For sure. Prelims, if you will, for your own country.
Yeah, there's a million ways to solve it.
Yeah. Just real quick, we're watching the women now live play in their third round. We'll update you on the scores coming up in our second segment. But just quickly on the men's last week. So Scheffler shoots a final round 62, Anthony, and then Fleetwood.
We saw that before at the Players' Championship.
Yeah, like incredible. Then Fleetwood gets the silver and Matsuyama the bronze. And then you had drama. Perez, the hometown guy from France, finishes fourth, shoots a 63. He's trying to get in there. McIlroy's one off the lead late, and he dunks one in the water. And then Rahm has a huge collapse. He's up by 4, Anthony, at one point there before he goes to the back 9. If there's any golfer there that maybe is the most disappointed, it's got to be John Rahm there.
Yeah, and, you know, watching John Rahm collapse, no one wants to see a golfer collapse, but he is a live guy now, so I was kind of okay with it. Yeah. But, you know, those last two holes were set up perfectly. I mean, that made for a great finish because anything could happen. You were watching it to the last shot, and great for Victor Perez, that hometown guy. You know, everybody got chills watching that, and him walking out and, you know, seeing him celebrate behind, you know, his country behind him, it was cool to see.
Yeah. Globally, you've got U.S., Great Britain, Japan, and then France, the hometown guy right behind him, Ireland, Spain.
Yeah.
It's a pretty nice leaderboard if you're looking for global golf, again, to be exposed and be excited about.
And the crowds were great. So, you know, that everybody got into it, and the golf was excellent. Obviously, shooting 29 in the back 9 to win an Olympic gold medal, that's what's cool, too. So, yeah, it was great TV, and today looks like it's going to be great TV,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the star of the LPGA Tour, Nelly Korda, United States-wise, is in fourth. So she's got, obviously, a medal on her mind at this moment, Kevin. She's had an incredible year.
The first round... you know, what she played 16 great holes, she called it.
And then a triple and a single.
Yeah. So you think about that. Well, that
sounds like my coffee order.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So we'll get the full scoreboard coming up. And then, again, what's happening at the Wyndham Championship, the playoffs, the bubble, all that sort of stuff. Kevin Price from PGAtour.com coming up at 7:30.
Hey, real quick, Anthony, what's the tee sheet look like today? Because there's people, you know, who can't get on their course.
Yeah, it's packed. It's funny because yesterday with the weather, the forecast, we had a full tee sheet and then it went to like empty. And then people started realizing that we weren't getting really anything yesterday.
Yeah.
So we had so many phone calls yesterday. Hey, you guys still open? You guys letting carts out? We're like, we haven't. We had like a little bit of like a quick hard rain, and then it was pretty good all day. So our tee sheet filled completely back up.
Yeah, it was maybe, I would call it spotty drizzle in Amherst yesterday. Yeah. Right?
It was annoying, but it was playable.
Yeah, it was definitely playable.
But even
for
with the Bills game today, are you filled? In the
packed.
Afternoon? Okay.
Yeah. Packed. It's start
Turn
to finish.
On WGR, play your round of golf and
well,
listen
that's
to the
right.
game today.
So many people have that idea. During the Bills game is the best time to play because everybody's watching. Well, a lot of people figured that out too. Yeah.
Right.
I agree. Let's get our experts here, our PGA pros, their thoughts here. Some people will be playing in their club championship. It's that season. I played in it last weekend. I've got some thoughts on
father like son or no?
That's right. No. Well,
the apple doesn't fall far from the
so
tree.
So I will, you know, I don't like to talk about my game that much because people don't care. But I will do one little teeny humble brag. For the championship flight, I won the low net. So that
is that bragging?
I don't know. Kevin would have it on Instagram, that's for
that,
sure.
No. No. Low net, no.
Okay.
No.
Low net.
Low gross, absolutely.
Yes.
Congrats, Brian. You got some shekels in the pro shop.
Yes. Yeah. So,
well, and he played against some really, I mean, well, he had some really
yes,
good players.
We were at Penalty flight. Creek last week. We spoke with a couple of the gentlemen that I was playing. I was playing in the top flight, so we had the top 16.
Well, now he's bragging.
16 at, well, I was playing with guys that were plus. Like, I was playing against Ryan Edholm, Tyler Edholm, Jackson Hummel.
Porter Cuppers,
D1 players. Right. So these are, when they have the little plus in front of their handicap, that makes it a little more tougher
when
for me.
When you're old enough to be their dad and you're teeing
yes.
up.
So good. I played with Jackson Hummel on the second day. Now, he's just spent 4 years at Hofstra. And we were talking about him. By the way, congratulations. He's going to be a grad assistant coach at Ohio University
awesome.
With Bobcats. So
fantastic.
Following in his father's footsteps, who's the coach at cool. Canisius. There were some drives that I hit, and I'm like, oh, I hit it great. And then Jackson gets up and just, you know.
Good thing you didn't play with Edholm.
Says hello with the bye.
Exactly.
Him and Edholm just.
You know what?
They both, they all three of them just absolutely crush
kudos
it. Ryan shot a 65.
Kudos to you for playing in that flight.
Thank you.
Some guys would be like, well, put me in flight A. I don't want to be in the
chair. Yeah, it works. It's based on handicap. Yeah.
Well, you were going to tell a personal story then about what you've learned here and about what we might talk about briefly.
So I don't know if it's good or bad or scary that I have Tim Freeze and Jeff Mitis and Anthony Shiro and these other pros that we talk to all the week in my head while I'm playing. Is that good? I don't know. But in each round, so I was happy with my scores. It was 79-78 both days.
Hey,
and from the back tees that I don't normally play,
good
I was very happy. But I took a triple each day.
Ooh.
One on each day. And the next hole after that, the next shot after that. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, all right. You know, that. And then I'm like, okay, what would Jeff and Tim and Anthony be telling me right now? If this is the radio show right now, as they're watching me do this, you know. And I will say, as cliche as it sounds, like, I did on Sunday, I did it on the second hole. So it's like, oh, you know, they're in my head, there's a little bit of me that's like, well, I just ruined my whole day. But then I'm thinking, nope, there's 16 holes left. The next shot counts just as much as all the other shot. All these things that you guys have been telling me. But and then all of a sudden, like, hey, I just made four pars in a row. Now I'm feeling good again, you know. And so, I mean, Tim, I know there's a lot of people that are going to be playing in tournaments, club championships coming up here. Like, that mentality, and we're going to make that our Western PGA tip of the week here. But sometimes within the round, the mental thoughts that you have, like that can, I feel like that can really steer you one way or the other.
Yeah, you have to get into your tournament mode, don't you? A lot of times you're going to play and that, hey, that's good. You pick it up. You might go chip and you chip a couple of balls. Well, you need to kind of get into your game mode a little bit. If it's your club championships that you want to play for, it doesn't matter what division you're in, right?
Yeah.
So go to the putting green, hit one ball, hit a chip. Try to knock it in. See if you can get up and down, right? Practice those short putts that you have to. But especially, we've talked about this, practice your routine. It takes me 10 and a half seconds to hit my driver. It doesn't matter where I'm playing, who I'm playing in front of. I practice my routine. It doesn't matter where it goes. You'd like to think it goes better, but the routine is so important. So many people don't even have a routine. I would say when you're getting into tournament mode, you're about to play your strokes, every stroke counts. Get into that routine. So when you do make a triple on the second hole, the third tee ball, you shouldn't change from that routine.
And how many times do you see a guy's outward appearance change and his posture and how he's comporting himself after a bad hole? And you kind of know right away, hey, this guy's done for the day.
And as you as a coach would talk to your players, we did that, right? Shoulders down or shoulders up.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter what you did on, you know, would you rather make a triple on the last hole or the first hole when you shoot the course record?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Amazing that answer you get from kids, too.
I always say, when you watch the tour players walking down the fairways, how can you tell how they're playing? No.
No.
Remember Lonnie Nielsen? Could you ever tell how Lonnie was?
Seven under or 7-0? You couldn't tell.
Couldn't tell by how they comported.
One of the best
players
in Western New York. That's what you kind of have to be, right? And in golf, it's just a series of tiny little games every time you step up, whether it's a 3-hole stretch, 6-hole stretch. So when you make that tough number, let's say, you next hole. You have to, it's another game, basically. But in any kind of sports, you see teams coming back from, or you call it momentum. What is momentum? You can't put your finger on it. But in golf, you really can't use that, right?
But you can make one good swing and have you feel like
feel
your
good.
Whole day turns around because, hey, that's what I've been working on, or that's what it should feel like. And then things can go in your direction. And that's confidence, too, right? So if you have confidence that you've prepared and you know what shots you hit well, and maybe you try to avoid shots you can't hit as well, and you just make that one good swing, hey, maybe I'll birdie the next five. You know, you get that attitude as opposed to, oh, boy, here comes a big score today. Yeah, but and I think the attitude is a lot of it. Yeah, if you always fight to put the best score up you can.
I'm trying to think of who had the course record one time on tour, and then he got into it. He was going in below 60, and I'm trying to think of who that was where he was a big drawer of the ball. Andrew McGee. Oh, I think it was. Oh, remember? Yeah. So he's drawing the ball. He gets on the range, and something happened. He didn't sleep well. His back hurt. Well, all of a sudden, he turned into a big cutter that day and shoots a 59. Like, I had to go to something else because my game wasn't working, and he did it.
And you never know what's going to happen.
He hole in one at 17.
Yeah.
He had a hole in at TPC Scottsdale.
Uh-huh.
It went off someone else's ball in the cup.
And that counts.
And it counts.
Yes.
Anthony, how do you handle... So you're coming down the final two holes. You got a chance to win your club championship. Like, how do you handle that mentally? The pressure of it.
Yeah, it sounds like we should ask Brian that question. Yeah.
Well,
but
I was double digits behind the Edholm boys at that point.
You know,
so
as a professional, so, what do you tell the student? Yeah. You know how to handle that mechanically.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of assisting on what. Tim said there is the pre-shot routine. Anytime you're on the range, I say you just go through your normal pre-shot routine, because whether you're in last place or first place, that same routine every time should never change. And I learned a lot of that from Tim, and Tim played at obviously a very high level. So I would just say stick your routine and just focus on just that shot. Visualize that shot. See the shot, feel the shot, hit the shot, right?
Yeah, visualize a great shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, visualize the best shot you ever hit in that situation.
And take aggressive swings at conservative targets, not a conservative swing at an aggressive target.
I like it.
I like that one, too. Yeah,
that would be Bob Rotella. Yes.
The only thing I will add.
Great book to read, by the way.
I will add now. I find this when I'm in a competition, whether it be a member guest or whatever, or league, and, you're coming down to, money time, if you will. Mm-hmm. I walk.
Here. And slow your pace down.
Slow the pace down. Maybe your cart, park it on the path and just take a slow walk out, scope it, get the yardage, slow walk back, just to get your heart rate down, because, you can feel everybody's watching there. I'm just thinking of Lancaster, where I belong, and everybody's up on the hill on 18, mm-hmm. and, they're all watching, and, they're betting on you and whatever. It's like, you got to block that out somehow, and one of the best ways is slow walk. Just I'm looking down at the ground. I'm not looking.
Doesn't mean
up.
You play slow. No.
No. No. But no. But you just to find a way to calm yourself down.
The other thing I suggest, if you really got interested in it, read Bob Rotella's book. Golf is not a game of perfect. It covers basically all the fundamentals of the mental game of golf, and it give you a really good baseline. It's an easy read. It's a quick book to read. It's a great book. Yeah.
And we see a lot of tournament golf here, and Anthony does a fantastic job here. We got our club championships coming up, but we also have a cool event coming up here in a week from Monday, the Western New York Open. So the best pros, the best AMs, you can still sign up if you're out there thinking, hey, I want to challenge myself a little bit from the back tees at Glen Oak at this point. It's a week from Monday. Go on the Western New York PGA website, sign up, because it does count, I believe, for Buffalo District points. And we had an amateur finish, I think, second last year, third, something like that. So if you want to play competition and test these your skills here at Glen Oak, that's a week from Monday. It's our final big kind of major we have here in Western New York.
Yeah, Kyle Downing, he was actually the amateur you were talking about last year, finished, it was second or third, but he ended up winning the New York State AM.
Wow.
And he qualified for the U.S. AM this year.
Awesome.
So he's playing again this year in the Western New York Open, looking to defend as an AM. But I know there's a couple other amateurs like Kyle Harmon. He's our club champ of 2023. There's some good sticks. So you have to be a 5 handicap or lower. But I encourage everybody, if you fit that criteria, come out and play. It's, the course can be in great shape.
And didn't Jamie Miller just qualify for the Mid-Am again?
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of good players
third
around.
Third time, I think, for that. Hey, I've actually had one thing. Account for adrenaline, like on that final hole. You've got to account for some adrenaline there. So if you're, let's say you're T-balling, you got 140, and you're like, that's a nine, maybe go down to the pitching wedge. Because of adrenaline, you're going to be amped up a little bit, too, when it's time to hit that, right? You're going to be amped up to hit that shot.
Which is fun, by the way.
Yes.
That's when it's fun.
Last thing before we let Tim and Anthony go. This week, the golf world lost one of its great players, but great entertainers. Chichi Rodriguez, 88 years old, passed away on Thursday. 30-time winner on the PGA Tour and Champions Tour. Played on a Ryder Cup teams. Won the Bob Jones Award. He's most well known for taking the putter head and fencing, flinging it around and doing sword. That fencing sort of celebration. So
I thought it
Tim,
was
I know,
Chai Rodriguez.
Yeah. Growing up, he was a player. You know, it was Nicklaus and Palmer, but Trevino and Rodriguez seemed to have that little flair that fans just loved.
Oh, gosh. I saw him do a cool clinic down in Pennsylvania, and it was basically he was going to curve a ball two ways, but at the same time, one swing after the other. This one's going to slice, and it's going to come around. This one's going to hook, and they're going to hit together. And sure enough, he hits these two balls out there with a four iron. They hit in midair in front of 100 kids. He puts his club in like a sword, and he goes, oh, and he looks at everybody and goes, oh, my God, I can't believe I just did that.
That'll never
colorful.
Happen again.
Yeah, exactly. Colorful man, just a great entertainer and a wonderful player as well.
Yeah, you used to use that shot in the trick shot shows.
Oh, yeah, it's fun to do. Yes. Yeah. But Cheech was just a great personality to have, and we lost a good one this week.
Yep, 88 years old, so good life and a lot of good golf experiences for him. Tim and Anthony, glenoak.com to make a tee time. And if you want to sign up for that West New York Open, go to WNYPGA.com. Again, our tip of the week, the advice from Anthony and Tim and from Jeff, brought to you by the West New York PGA, which has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. Tim, Anthony, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day here at Glen Oak.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And, try to get out this weekend, play some golf. Yeah,
thanks again for the duster, fellas.
No problem. That was a successful event. You guys always do a great job. And raise money for a good cause. So we appreciate you guys growing the game, and thank you.
Yeah, you and your staff helping us set up the putting green, too. I mean, I know.
It was awesome.
It was
awesome.
Having you guys out here.
We're
good
out
money.
There. You guys, $6,500. Amazing.
And you all, one you night all of putting. Hope. I mean, drive, chip, and putt, and junior league, and all the things that we do and promote. You guys are fantastic. Thanks for coming again.
For sure. Thanks. GlenOak.com to make a website. Thanks to Tim Freeze, or to make a tee time on the website. Tim Freeze, Anthony Shiro from Glen Oak. All right, we'll take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the final week of the regular season on the PGA Tour. Kevin Price from PGAtour.com going to join us. We'll tell you what's happening at the Wyndham Championship and then set the stage for the FedEx Cup playoffs as we roll on here. Update on the Olympics with the women as well. With Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Meadus, I'm Brian Colziel. More Tee to Green coming up. We're live at Glen Oak here on their beautiful patio on an awesome Saturday. Thanks for listening here to Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Are you ready for another amazing golf season? Here at Glen Oak, we eagerly await the pleasure of hosting you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. No better time than now to start preparing your golf game. Rain or shine, we are here for you to improve your golf game through our expert PGA golf professional instruction and club fitting on our indoor golf simulators. Visit our website today, glenoak.com, to reserve your next indoor golf round and available club fitting appointments. We cannot wait to see you soon here at Glen Oak, making birdies and lifelong memories again soon.
Golf Dojo is Western New York's premier indoor golf experience. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan, with two facilities conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3, and 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard. We've created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, and discounted bay hours. Golf Dojo is your space, your time, your game. Book now and purchase memberships at mygolfdojo.com.
Golfers in Buffalo love to show their pride for their city and the game they love. Well, we love Buffalo and we love golf, and there's no better way to show that pride than with gear from Golf Buffalo. Designs and color schemes with an emphasis on Buffalo and Buffalo companies in the golf industry. Golf Buffalo belongs in your bag, perfect for gifts and your closet. Order today at golf-buffalo.com. That's golf-buffalo.com.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's no longer a secret that Lancaster Country Club is one of the best 18-hole layouts in Western New York. Challenging, fun, and always in great condition you expect from a private facility. What you may not know is Lancaster also boasts a par 3 course, completed renovations with a new grill room and banquet facility, and most important of all, a friendly, fun, and relaxing atmosphere. Members are ready to welcome you to the LCC family. Inquire today about membership opportunities by calling Mike Zabo at 716-684-3700 or visit lccny.com.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firsttwesternny.org.
Back here live at Glen Oak, tee to green rolling on, and we get a check of the Wyndham Championship. They're through, well, not officially even through round one. They're picking it up this morning. It was suspended yesterday after they were rained out on day one. Bo Hostler, the Texas player there, with a beautiful round of a 60. He had a putt for a 60, I'm sorry, for a 59 on the last hole. I'm sorry, he had a hole out, I believe, from the bunker for a 59. Then he had a putt and he made it for a 60. He's got a two-shot lead over Billy Horschel, who still has a couple of holes to play this morning. We're going to get a full recap coming up from Kevin Price here in just one moment.
And the Champions Tour Report brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear, defending par since 1872. The Best in Golf is now also available for your corporate apparel. And this week's event is out. The Boeing Classic, the club at Snoqualmie Ridge, I believe I pronounced it right. And we have a four-way tie for first with Woody Austin, Stephen Alker, Robert Carlson, and Gene Sowers at 6-under par.
Our LPGA Tour Report brought to you by Puma Golf Shoes. It is the Olympic medal round here, final round of the competition for the Women's Olympic Golf. Yeah, I mean, you got to throw in some.
Good job, Evan. Yep.
I think of Roger Twibel, perhaps.
I remember that name. Yes.
I like that. That's a good poll.
Yeah. Mio Yamashita and Lydia Ko share the lead right now at 8-under par. Ryu Yin, Morgan Matreau, and Rojang all one back at 7-under. Nelly Korda making a little charge today. She is two back, I believe, at 6-under. Should be a great finish
to
the Olympic competition today in Paris.
Yes, looking forward to that. Well, the women get the stage this weekend. They last week, you know, dramatic finish we know on the men's side here. Could we see Nelly Korda pull off what Scottie Scheffler did last week and just...
Today's the final round.
Today's, yeah. How cool was that, by the way, with Scheffler last week?
Yeah, today's the final round, by the way, yeah.
You know, I was trying to think what's the best story, and is it Scheffler winning the gold medal or would have been Fleetwood winning the gold medal?
Well, we're Americans.
No, I know, but I just try, you know, I always try to think of what's the best story. And then you look at what Scheffler did. So now the comparison, is it Schauffele or Scheffler for the best season? You know, Schauffele's won two majors, but you got to count the Olympic gold medal as a major, don't you?
I think it, I put it right behind the Players' Championship, or even with the Players' Championship. I call it one of those wins. Yeah.
I mean, so Scheffler won the Players. He won the Masters. He's won the gold medal.
Four elevated events.
And the elevated events, it is a better season than Xander Schauffele's.
Yes.
The Schauffele's won two majors. You can't.
Well, the FedEx Cup playoffs might tilt it one way or the other.
I think that's going to determine what's what. And Scheffler really has unfinished business when it comes to the FedEx Cup.
Yep. Well, that's still to come, and we still have one more week to go on the PGA Tour as we welcome you back here at Glen Oak, tee to green. I'm Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, and we want to bring in a Western New York native who's doing a great job covering the Korn Ferry Tour, PGA Tour, for PGAtour.com, Kevin Price. He's been on WGR a few times over the year here, as well as on tee to green. We want to say good morning to Kevin, who's covering the Wyndham Championship this week. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you for joining us. I know you're busy, so if you have, with the round back underway here shortly, so if you have to cut it short with us, just let us know, Kevin. This, obviously, the final week on the regular season for the PGA Tour. Can you just explain to everybody what's on the line, who goes on to play next week, who is out, and how does it work-wise, numbers-wise?
So it's unique. With the FedEx Cup playoffs for years, it was the top 125 who advanced to the series that kind of leads to the FedEx Cup champion, but starting last year it got chopped down to only the top 70 will make it, so it's really a sense of urgency for guys. You have to have a nice season to move inside the playoffs and get to next week's FedEx St. Jude Championship, which is in Memphis. So this week at the Wyndham, that top 70 is finalized, and you know, there might be no one that moves in, there might be four or five guys that move in. That bubble is really closely contested with a lot of guys, several guys who have won this year, like Nick Dunlap and Jonathan Vegas, who won last week. And then, so once you get to the playoffs, it's the top 70 next week in Memphis. Then it cuts to the top 50 for the BMW Championship in Colorado. And then it cuts from there to the top 30 for the Tour Championship at Eastlake. And then the other goal of the top 50 is that you get into all of next year's signature events, which is like Bay Hill, Riviera, Memorial, and, you know, elevated prize money, elevated points. So that's really the main goal. So kind of for guys around that top 50 bubble, it's a two-part series this week and next week. A guy like Jordan Spieth, who's 62nd on the list trying to solidify that spot. Will Zalatoris, who's around the top 50 line as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of numbers moving around. And then the actual exempt status for next year isn't determined until the end of the fall in November, which is where the top 125 keep your card pretty much, which is what has been for a couple decades.
You know, Pricey, Kevin Sylvester here, buddy, and I think one of the potential great stories is Matt Kuchar. He's made the playoffs every year. He's currently on the outside. Has to win this week. Shot 64 yesterday, 6 under par. I mean, there's so many stories you look at, but, man, that would be incredible if he would do what Lucas Glover did last year.
It's amazing. Well, Kuchar, like, he was well outside, and it's funny, we were talking – in the office a few weeks ago about Kuchar's streak and whether we wanted to do something to kind of recognize his run, pretty much assuming he wouldn't make it. He hadn't had a top 10 all year, and then he goes and almost wins the 3M in Minnesota, and now he opens in 6 under, and was talking with him yesterday. He had a wild week last week. He saw his swing instructor on Long Island. He watched his son play a tournament in Utah. He actually lost to his son, Cameron, for the first time, who's a pretty good junior player, 2 under to 1 under up in Idaho. So he's been all over the map, globetrotting and cross-country hopping, and then back to North Carolina this week and shoots one of the low rounds of the day yesterday. He needs a win to make the playoffs, so it's definitely a tall task, but he's given himself – he found something he said in his iron play after kind of ranking near the bottom of the tour – for most of the year. He led the field in strokes gained approach at 3M. So far so good this week. We'll see if he can. It would be awesome just if he has a chance down the stretch in round four, whether that's Sunday or Monday.
Yeah, -6 right now, heading into I guess a round two. They're still finishing up round one this morning. What's the schedule, Kevin? I know yesterday no golf at all. They're going to try to what? Get all of
2 days ago.
Yeah, I'm Thursday. Sorry. No golf at all on Thursday. Yesterday, they got a lot of round one in. What's the schedule like? Are they going to try to finish it on Sunday? Is that the plan?
So it's been that we've been crunching numbers, doing a lot of math to try to figure it out. So there was actually a unexpected storm last night, which postponed things this morning to start at 8 a.m. when it was supposed to start at 7 a.m. So that could throw a wrench in finishing round two today, because the people from the late wave around one still had to play 8 holes this morning. That'll start at 8, and then they have to turn around and play round two. And then the morning wave from round one has to play round two. So if they don't finish today, it'll be really tough to get in 36 holes tomorrow, which they're willing to do. So because of that hour delay, and it looked like there was really no wiggle room, it looks like they'll probably get pretty close tomorrow on Sunday to finishing, but then the final round will probably finish Monday morning.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on that. As you look at the bubble line here around the top 70 number, we know there's a guy right on the bubble, Victor Perez, who put on a show last week at the Olympics trying to get into the medal, finished fourth. Representing his home country of France. Jonathan Vegas, who's right on the bubble. He just won recently. There's some other decent names that we've seen here. Lucas Glover, who won twice last year. He's 76, I believe, as of this morning. What are you looking at as some interesting storylines of players that maybe could be on the outside or on the inside going into next week?
So Perez, you touched on it. I'm fascinated with that story with him being his first year as a tour member. Earned his card through the dual membership, top 10 on the DP World Tour last year, and at the Olympics starting the final round so far back, and shoots a 63 to fall one shot short of a medal playoff for bronze. And he had such nice words after. He really is such a great talker and introspective. And the first thing he did in his interview yesterday was he wanted to praise the grounds crew for their work to kind of get the course ready to play, which definitely involved dozens of people and getting up at the crack of dawn yesterday, just really a robust effort to even get it playable. So it was cool for him to recognize that. And he had some very insightful quotes kind of about how you handle kind of bad holes or bad breaks, and how it, like, your mindset just in general at that stage in your season or life can really affect that. It was just cool perspective. And he went and shot 4 under 66 yesterday, rebounding from a double bogey on his second hole to make seven more birdies and just one more bogey. So he's projected pretty well. He'll most likely need something decent to move up so that he can withstand the inevitable couple people that come from behind him. So that's what's crazy about those numbers bouncing around. Lucas Glover was the only player to move inside the top 70 last year, and then he won again in Memphis and made it all the way to the Tour Championship. I'm also biased. I've always rooted for him, but Keith Mitchell, I'm fascinated by it too. He definitely needs to go pretty low these next couple days. He's around 79-80 right now, and he's only even through 12, so needs to make a lot of birdies. But he's top six on tour in, like, off the tee, approach the green, like all the full swing categories. And but his short game has been not of kind of his standard of late. But he has a new caddy on the bag who's a former Korn Ferry Tour player, good guy, Brad Schneider, and he's got a cool Buffalo connection. I always like to say when I get the chance, because him and Josh Allen are super good friends. They've played Pebble Beach the last 2 years, and Keith actually flew to Buffalo to come to a Bills game last December, and then him and Josh had dinner afterwards. So it's cool for his Buffalo tie. So good to throw his name out there on WGR.
That's right. Kevin or Keith Mitchell plays with Allen every year, and I know that Kevin
is one of the only tour players I've bought a drink for. Keith Mitchell.
Keith Mitchell dresses well, doesn't he, Kevin?
He's voted best dressed.
Cashmere Keith, as they call
him. That's right.
Wow, you've been doing this a long time, haven't you, Kevin? How long have you been doing this? I feel like I've been reading your work forever.
I appreciate it. No, 2012 is when I started kind of for my senior college project at Syracuse, and then I interned at Golf World magazine. I worked at Golf World magazine. They shut down. I freelanced for the tour a couple of years, and now I got hired full-time in 2016. Did Korn Ferry Tour Social for a while, now writing. But, yeah, it goes back to interning at WGR for Howard and Jeremy back in summer 2011. Did the winery.
All right, well, since you mentioned Howard, Kevin, we'll let you go with this final question. Howard picks the Bills, as you know. So what's the Bills' record in 2024?
What an honor to have that question. I'll go 11-6. I'll go kind of conservative but optimistic. I'm high on this receiver plan of by committee. Maybe I'm reading the hype, the Kool-Aid too much about Tyrell Shavers and Mac Collins, but I'm ready to roll. And I'm just so – I believe in Josh Allen so much and excited, and McDermott, so. Hey, it's going to be fun.
You go to battle with the biggest cannon, you're usually going to win.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. That's a Bills fan for you there. That's how all our minds work. You're not alone. We're all thinking the same thing.
That's right. Kevin Price, you can follow him at PGA Tour Kevin on Twitter. And, of course, check out his work, all the great digital content that he puts up at PGAtour.com.
And Price, you know, any tour event you go to, you'll see a Bills hat in the gallery. It doesn't matter where it is. There's always a Bills hat in the gallery.
After a present, you know, there's not many of us out there, so gotta plant the flag.
I'll be at the Korn Ferry event in Boise in a couple weeks. I'll have my Bills hat on over there.
Yeah, you won't be the only one.
No,
you will not be the only one.
Yeah. Kevin, thanks so much for coming on. I know you got a busy morning here. Appreciate you checking in, and we always, of course, love the Western New York connection with you too. So, keep up the great work. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you guys so much. Love coming on.
All right, awesome.
They all love Pricey. I mean, because the players and tour now all came through the Korn Ferry Tour, mm-hmm. where he's covering them, where he's the only one covering them, right?
Yeah. Only full time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they all know him, and they all love him.
All right. You can see why.
Yeah, follow him on Twitter at PGA Tour Kevin. And, Kevin Price, good work there.
I tried to get that handle. He already had it.
He took it somewhere. It's a good handle. That's right. All right, time out here. We'll come back. One more segment from Glen Oak as we roll on here. Tee to Green with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colsey. We'll update you on the women's Olympic golf and get you set for Bills game day. Yes, the Bills, we mentioned them. They're playing today against
Pre-season
the Bears.
Preseason football.
Caleb Williams, Josh Allen, they're both playing.
I'll be watching.
That's a mistake, by the way.
All right, well, we'll save that for next segment when we come back here. Tee to Green from Glen Oak here. The sun is out. Gorgeous day. Hope everybody's getting a chance to get some swings in today as we roll on from Glen Oak here on WGR on Tee to Green.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Pita Gourmet, Western New York's premier fast casual Mediterranean dining experience. Lunch or dinner, dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering with six convenient locations. Signature pita wraps and pita pockets opens with a rice or salad vase. Something for every age, including our kids' box. The originator of the Greek fries. We pride ourselves in our unique menu offerings. All our items completely customizable and made with the highest quality products. Stop in and see for yourself. You'll be in and out in minutes.
Hey, parents and young golfers of Western New York, are you ready to tee off into an unforgettable journey of golf? Look no further than the Western New York PGA. We're not just about golf, we're about shaping futures and nurturing passion. Calling all junior golfers, our junior golf program is second to none. With a focus on fun, skill building, and sportsmanship, we're here to ignite the love for the game in every young player. From introductory clinics to competitive tournaments, our junior golf opportunities cater to all skill levels and ages. Our certified instructors provide top-notch coaching, ensuring that every swing is a step closer to success. And parents, rest assured, knowing that your child is in good hands, our commitment to junior golf goes beyond the fairway. We instill core values like integrity, perseverance, and teamwork that extend far beyond the golf course. So join the Western New York PGA today and watch your child's passion for golf soar to new heights. Visit our website or contact us directly to learn more about our junior golf programs. Let's tee it up for a brighter future with the Western New York PGA, where champions are made one swing at a time.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Midas at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda is the spot for your golf tournament or special event in 2024. If you're ready to book your golf tournament, Pendleton Creek should be your first call. The golf course provides friendly conditions suitable for all players, along with private exclusivity on Mondays, and the Pendleton Creek staff could fit your needs to make it an event to remember. Email head golf professional Dylan Hayes at dylan@pendletoncreek.com. If you have a celebration you're ready to plan, the Pendleton Creek Pub, Patio, and Cabin offer unique one-of-a-kind settings that'll make it unlike any other place in Western New York. Weddings, showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or work parties, Pendleton Creek can host them all. Email catering coordinator Tammy DeFries at tammy@pendletoncreek.com. Pendleton Creek is here to make your golf tournament or special event the best it can be. For more information, be sure to check out pendletoncreek.com.
Hey, I'm Matt Bove from Channel 7 in Buffalo, and if you love golf like me, there is no better place to get your swings in than the Lynx Golf and Tap. We've got two locations, one in Niagara Falls near the Rainbow Bridge, and our newly opened location in North Tonawanda, right in the Remington Lofts. We've got a full-service restaurant and bar and state-of-the-art TrackMan technology, and if you can't come out to us, we can come to you with our mobile golf simulator. It's perfect for your parties and events. Check us out at thelinksgolfandtap.com. See you soon.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB putt lamp setter. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
Final segment, Tee to Green. We welcome you back here on a beautiful morning, Glen Oak Golf Course. I want to, again, thank Tim Freeze, Anthony Shiro for their warm hospitality as always. Tim has even gone to give us live Olympic women's golf here within feet of our table here. He rolled the TV right up next to us so we can watch it. Lydia Ko right now is your leader. final round today. You can watch it on Golf Channel right now. She's at 9 under par. I know we're looking at some of the Americans. Rose Zhang is 2 back at 7 under. Nelly Korda is now back to minus 5. So she's got some work to do here, but she still has 12 holes to go.
This is pretty nice setup, by the way. We're sitting outside watching the Olympics. Beautiful morning. Yeah, it's hard to complain.
Yep. Couple of things of note. Hey, if you want to make a wager this week on the Wyndham Championship on the PGA Tour, make sure you're following our Jeff Blank at Jeff Blank T2G or our social media accounts at T2G Buffalo on Twitter and on Instagram. Also, a comment this week from Phil Mickelson. I wanted your two thoughts on. Mickelson this week says he would, quote, step aside if his live game goes, or if his game, he would step aside from competing on live if his game goes downhill. Here's the exact quote from Phil. He says, quote, I see glimpses and my teammates see glimpses of me being where I expect to be able to compete at this level. However, I'm also realistic with myself. If I'm not able to do so, I'll step aside and let somebody else come on and take the high flyers to new levels, end quote. Mickelson, though, did go on to say he's eligible for majors. He hopes to at least play in those for the next 6 to 7 years.
6 to 7 more years, huh?
So that's going to get him to 60.
Okay. Well, I can understand why he'd want to play in the majors. It's got to be a grind after all these years and the travel they have to do with Liv. And I'm surprised if you're starting to think like that, then your game's already, you're already in a bad spot, and he probably should have quit a year ago. So
what is what did the Marv Levy, who turned 99 this week, say?
Yes.
Right, if you're thinking about retirement, you're already retired.
You're already retired. Yeah. Yes.
So Mickelson,
I guess I'm already retired.
I've been thinking about it for 15 years. Yeah. So
well, I mean, look at this is, you know, we've done live commentary. There are players, and Mickelson's different because of his age, but there are definitely players who, when they left the PGA Tour, we were sitting here saying, like, my goodness, is he the best player in the world? I'll throw Cam Smith out there. John Rahm, is he the best player in the world? You know,
no, Dustin
Johnson, who had come off of winning some majors. Not a lot of players who, after they made the move, have kept their game in top-notch form.
DeChambeau's the only one.
DeChambeau has, and
Kepka.
Kepka in majors, I guess, right. I could say.
Yep.
But for the most part,
fair.
Yeah. Yep. For the most part, most of them, their game has declined. Now, is it because they play less? Is it because the competition doesn't seem as fierce? Is it because they're, you know, they're more content with the money? Is it a check of all the above?
I think, yeah, it's a combination of all the above. I think having to earn it in the dirt, as Tiger, to use his phrase here, where you've got to go out and earn it by merit, for the most part, as PGA Tour players, I think that matters. The cuts matter, and playing 72 holes matters. It matters. It mattered last week.
And the smaller, I completely agree. I always thought that you'd lose your edge as a competitive player going to live because there's guaranteed money. It's a par. It's 54 holes. It's not the best players in the world. There's very good players,
yeah,
but it's not all the best players in the world.
I think Rahm has had so much going on off, you know, they're expecting another child. And it's, I just think there's, and all this focus on Rahm and what I think he thought was going to happen did not happen.
Nope.
There's a lot of people who reported that he thought his signing would unite it, and it did not.
And I bet you, yeah, and you miss that kind of, I mean, it's a whole different type of competition, a PGA Tour event versus that.
Right.
And you didn't grow up wanting to win the Live something, yeah, wherever it is. You grew up wanting to win at Pebble Beach, at the Bob Hole, at the wherever.
And I don't think that's ever going to change.
No.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see what Mickelson does. His game is, you know, I mean, his
Phil's
age is
relevancy
built in,
is in media comments. That's Phil's relevancy
right now. Yeah,
that's game, right. We haven't said one thing about his golf game this year.
No. I haven't. Yeah,
it's been just about right. His comments and things like that. So, one final update on the women's Olympics. Again, if you want to watch this on Golf Channel, Lydia Ko is your leader right now by one, and there's still a lot of golf to go. She's only on the fourth hole, so plenty of time there. Again, the two highest Americans right now, Rose Zhang tied for fourth. She's minus 7. Nelly Korda is at minus 5. Brooke Henderson, we always got to mention her. Canada, we know we have some Canadian listeners. She's at minus 3.
She missed a two-footer, left the flag stick in and missed it.
Ah. Remember when when it first came out, you could keep the flag stick in?
Yeah.
They said the science proved it. Now they say the science proves 99% of the time you shouldn't leave it in. So
yeah, other than the longer putts, most are taking it out almost all the time now. Yep. All right, that'll put a wrap here on things from Glen Oak. Again, Bills game day coming up with Derek and Josh, and then Joe DiBiase at 10 as we get you up to kick off with the Bills and the Bears. So we'll have Bills coverage all day here on WGR.
Go
Thanks
Bills.
To Evan DePasquale for producing back in our Amherst studios, and here everybody at Glen Oak, glenoak.com, to make a tee time. Tim Freeze, Anthony Shiro. Kevin Sylvester, enjoy your weekend. Thank you. Jeff Metis, enjoy your weekend. Thank you. I'm Brian Colziel. I thank you for listening. Tee to Green. We'll be at Lancaster Country Club next Saturday. Hope you can join us then at 7 right here on WGR.
You've been listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 a.m. for the best local golf talk. And follow the Tee to Green team on social media at T2G Buffalo.
Hey, Kevin Sylvester here. We were talking about playing around under 4 hours, where you can also do that at Lockport Country Club. Now, if you've been thinking of joining a country club to enhance your golf experience and social experience, Lockport Country Club is absolutely one you should look into. If you've played the course before, you've already fell in love with it. If you haven't, go play it. You will fall in love with a golf course at Lockport Country Club. They have individual golf memberships now, family golf memberships, weekday-only golf memberships, youth golf membership. So many options at Lockport Country Club. The undulation changes on the golf course and some of the new holes they've put in there over the last few years are absolutely outstanding. It will enhance your golf experience. Lockport Country Club. Check them out online at lockportcountryclub.com or give them a call at 433-5969. You're going to love.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Pita Gourmet, Western New York's premier fast casual Mediterranean dining experience. Lunch or dinner, dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering with six convenient locations. Signature pita wraps and pita pockets opens with a rice or salad vase. Something for every age, including our kids' box. The originator of the Greek fries. We pride ourselves in our unique menu offerings. All our items completely customizable and made with the highest quality products. Stop in and see for yourself. You'll be in and out in minutes.
Hey parents and young golfers of Western New York, are you ready to tee off into an unforgettable journey of golf? Look no further than the Western New York PGA. We're not just about golf, we're about shaping futures and nurturing passion. Calling all junior golfers, our junior golf program is second to none. With a focus on fun, skill building, and sportsmanship, we're here to ignite the love for the game in every young player. From introductory clinics to competitive tournaments, our junior golf opportunities cater to all skill levels and ages. Our certified instructors provide top-notch coaching, ensuring that every swing is a step closer to success. And parents, rest assured, knowing that your child is in good hands, our commitment to junior golf goes beyond the fairway. We instill core values like integrity, perseverance, and teamwork that extend far beyond the golf course. So join the Western New York PGA today and watch your child's passion for golf soar to new heights. Visit our website or contact us directly to learn more about our junior golf programs. Let's tee it up for a brighter future with the Western New York PGA, where champions are made one swing at a time.
Are you interested in really improving your game? Or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Midas at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda is the spot for your golf tournament or special event in 2024. If you're ready to book your golf tournament, Pendleton Creek should be your first call. The golf course provides friendly conditions suitable for all players, along with private exclusivity on Mondays, and the Pendleton Creek staff could fit your needs to make it an event to remember. Email head golf professional Dylan Hayes at dylan@pendletoncreek.com. If you have a celebration you're ready to plan, the Pendleton Creek Pub, Patio, and Cabin offer unique one-of-a-kind settings that'll make it unlike any other place in Western New York. Weddings, showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or work parties, Pendleton Creek can host them all. Email catering coordinator Tammy DeFries at tammy@pendletoncreek.com. Pendleton Creek is here to make your golf tournament or special event the best it can be. For more information, be sure to check out pendletoncreek.com.
Hey, I'm Matt Bove from Channel 7 in Buffalo, and if you love golf like me, there is no better place to get your swings in than the Lynx Golf and Tap. We've got two locations, one in Niagara Falls near the Rainbow Bridge, and our newly opened location in North Tonawanda, right in the Remington Lofts. We've got a full-service restaurant and bar and state-of-the-art TrackMan technology, and if you can't come out to us, we can come to you with our mobile golf simulator. It's perfect for your parties and events. Check us out at thelinksgolfandtap.com. See you soon.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB putt lab setter. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
Final segment, Tee to Green. We welcome you back here on a beautiful morning, Glen Oak Golf Course. I want to, again, thank Tim Freeze, Anthony Shiro for their warm hospitality as always. Tim has even gone to give us live Olympic women's golf here within feet of our table here. He rolled the TV right up next to us so we can watch it. Lydia Ko right now is your leader. Final round today. You can watch it on Golf Channel right now. She's at 9 under par. I know we're looking at some of the Americans. Rose Zhang is 2 back at 7 under. Nelly Korda is now back to minus 5. So she's got some work to do here, but she still has 12 holes to go.
This is pretty nice setup, by the way. We're sitting outside watching the Olympics. Beautiful morning. Yeah, it's hard to complain.
Yep. Couple of things of note. Hey, if you want to make a wager this week on the Wyndham Championship on the PGA Tour, make sure you're following our Jeff Blank at Jeff Blank T2G or our social media accounts at T2G Buffalo on Twitter and on Instagram. Also, a comment this week from Phil Mickelson I wanted your two thoughts on. Mickelson this week says he would, quote, step aside if his live game goes, or if his game, he would step aside from competing on live if his game goes downhill. Here's the exact quote from Phil. He says, quote, I see glimpses and my teammates see glimpses of me being where I expect to be able to compete at this level. However, I'm also realistic with myself. If I'm not able to do so, I'll step aside and let somebody else come on and take the high flyers to new levels, end quote. Mickelson, though, did go on to say he's eligible for majors. He hopes to at least play in those for the next 6 to 7 years.
6 to 7 more years, huh?
So that's going to get him to 60.
Okay. Well, I can understand why he'd want to play in the majors. It's got to be a grind after all these years and the travel they have to do with Liv. And I'm surprised if you're starting to think like that, then your game's already, you're already in a bad spot, and he probably should have quit a year ago. So
what did Marv Levy, who turned 99 this week, say, right? If you're thinking about retirement, you're already retired.
You're already retired, yes.
So Mickelson,
I guess I'm already retired.
I've been thinking about it for 15 years, yeah. So,
well, I mean, look at, we've done live commentary. There are players, and Mickelson's different because of his age, but there are definitely players who, when they left the PGA Tour, we were sitting here saying, like, my goodness, is he the best player in the world? I'll throw Cam Smith out there. John Rahm, is he the best player in the world? Dustin Johnson, who had come off of winning some majors. Not a lot of players who, after they made the move, have kept their game in top-notch form.
DeChambeau's the only one.
DeChambeau has, and
Koepka.
Koepka in majors, I guess, right. I could say. Yep. But for the most part, for the most part, most of them, their game has declined. Now, is it because they play less? Is it because the competition doesn't seem as fierce? Is it because they're more content with the money? Is it a check of all the above?
I think it's a combination of all the above. I think having to earn it in the dirt, as Tiger, to use his phrase here, where you've got to go out and earn it by merit, for the most part, as PGA Tour players, I think that matters. The cuts matter, and playing 72 holes matters. It mattered last week.
And I completely agree. I always thought that you'd lose your edge as a competitive player going to live because there's guaranteed money. It's 54 holes. It's not the best players in the world. There's very good players, but it's not all the best players in the world.
I think Rahm has had so much going on off. They're expecting another child, and I just think there's all this focus on Rahm and what I think he thought was going to happen did not happen. Nope. There's a lot of people who reported that he thought his signing would unite it, mm-hmm. and it did not.
And I bet you, yeah. and you miss that kind of, I mean, it's a whole different type of competition, a PGA Tour event versus that.
Right.
And you didn't grow up wanting to win the Live something, wherever it is. You grew up wanting to win at Pebble Beach, at the Bob Hole, at the wherever.
I don't think that's ever going to change.
No.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see what Mickelson does. His game is, you know, I mean,
Phil's relevancy is in media comments. That's Phil's relevancy right now.
Yeah,
that's game. Right. Yeah. We haven't said one thing about his golf game this year.
No. Haven't. Yeah,
it's been just about right. His comments and things like that. So, one final update on the women's Olympics. Again, if you want to watch this on Golf Channel, Lydia Ko is your leader right now by one, and there's still a lot of golf to go. She's only on the fourth hole, so plenty of time there. The two highest Americans right now, Rose Zhang tied for fourth. She's minus seven. Nellie Korda is at minus five. Brooke Henderson, we always got to mention her. Canada, we know we have some Canadian listeners. She's at minus three.
She missed a two-footer, left the flag stick in and missed it.
Ah. Remember when when we first came out, you could keep the flag stick in?
Yeah.
They said the science proved it. Now they say the science proves 99% of the time you shouldn't leave it in. So
yeah, other than the longer putts, most are taking it out almost all the time now. Yep. All right, that'll put a wrap here on things from Glen Oak. Again, Bills game day coming up with Derek and Josh, and then Joe DiBiase at 10 as we get you up to kick off with the Bills and the Bears. So we'll have Bills coverage all day here on WGR.
Thanks to
Evan DePasquale for producing back in our Amherst studios, and here everybody at Glen Oak, glenoak.com, to make a tee time. Tim Freeze, Anthony Shiro. Kevin Sylvester, enjoy your weekend. Thank you. Jeff Metis, enjoy your weekend. Thank you. I'm Brian Colziel. I thank you for listening. Tee to Green. We'll be at Lancaster Country Club next Saturday. Hope you can join us then at 7 right here on WGR.
You've been listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 a.m. for the best local golf talk. And follow the Tee to Green team on social media at T2G Buffalo.
Hey, Kevin Sylvester here. We were talking about playing around under 4 hours, where you can also do that at Lockport Country Club. Now, if you've been thinking of joining a country club to enhance your golf experience and social experience, Lockport Country Club is absolutely one you should look into. If you played the course before, you've already fell in love with it. If you haven't, go play it. You will fall in love with a golf course at Lockport Country Club. They have individual golf memberships now, family golf memberships, weekday-only golf memberships, youth golf membership. So many options at Lockport Country Club. The undulation changes on the golf course and some of the new holes they've put in there over the last few years are absolutely outstanding. It will enhance your golf experience. Lockport Country Club. Check them out online at lockportcountryclub.com or give them a call at 433-5969. You're going to love.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.